Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Color Trendy Yellow. That is courtesy of Miles Gray.
Yeah.
Just always up on it. That color is, I was noticing it on Andre 3000's hat in a Super Bowl commercial. And all over LA.
We call that Kate Raft yellow around here.
Kate Raft yellow.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am Jack, you are Miles.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yes.
And here are some things that are trending. Hashtag Stop Asian Hate is trending. Another Asian woman, Christina Lee, was murdered in New York City. Then there was also an Asian woman pushed into a subway and killed recently in New York City. And
yeah, Michelle Goh, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Well, I think with this one too, the police are like, this isn't a hate crime. And
right.
You look at all the statistics, it's like hate crimes against Asian people are up nearly 5,000% in 2021.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? And it's, I don't know, man. This shit freaks me out. Freaks a lot of my, like, you know, Japanese friends out. Like, we think about our moms and shit who are just like, you know, we're living in an era too where people are merely, you know, like, pick any fucking group in America, there's always some moment where you're being targeted. And in this instance, it's so clear that so much of this anti-Asian hate, a lot of it is stemming, especially from the pandemic, with ignorant people just like taking out their pandemic rage and, you know, other simmering racism, feeling like it's justified by directing that at Asian Americans. But like, yeah, for the police to not treat it as a hate crime is just so... it's just so fucking disheartening and absurd. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, even like when you have Fox News, like even their headlines are like, the system is failing everyone. Yeah. And it's really, really fucking grim. Especially when you look at like the nature of how, especially with this woman, like this dude was like following her in the middle of the night to her house. And like, yeah.
Yeah. She had done work in response to the mass murder of Asian women in Atlanta last year. And it's truly fucked. There's like the inherent racism. There's also weird ways that Asian women are sexually fetishized in our culture, that it's really dangerous. It's really fucking scary. And to not take it seriously is truly, inexcusable.
Yeah, what's really fucking grim is like this, like Fox News article. You look at the comments, and people are like, completely missing the point, because that's what Fox News viewers do. They're like, well, Asians need to stop voting for Democrats. It's like, huh?
Right.
What the fuck are you tying that to?
Mm-hmm.
No, this just racism in many forms is out of control. And you see it everywhere. You see it in California. You see it all up and down the West Coast. You even see it in, you know, in Canada. Like, anti-Asian hate is just spiking at an alarming, alarming rate. And we're, you know, we watch governments fail people yet again
yep.
in the face of, like, such a pronounced threat. So, yeah, this shit is, hey, man, fucking another day. But yeah, this is a problem that you wish, like, you'd see the mayor of New York or whatever municipality do whatever it takes to sort of begin to address this. And it's even hard to know how to even address all these forms of hatred that we're, you know, facing on a consistent basis these days.
Yeah. It is the movie Happy Gilmore's 26th birthday.
Zeitgeist pivot.
Yeah, exactly. fuck. And ESPN put out a list an image asking, who is the best sports movie villain of all time?
Yeah.
And your options are Shooter McGavin, Ivan Drago, White Goodman from Dodgeball, Big Red. I'm not familiar with
Bring
that
It On. Bring it on.
Okay, yep. Got it. Johnny Lawrence from yep. Karate Kid. Rachel Phelps.
It's Major League.
Oh, yeah. The owner of Major League.
Yep.
Bud Kilmer. Is that Varsity Blues?
Yep.
Okay. Clubber Lang. And then Jean Girard.
Talladega Nights.
Borat in Talladega Nights.
Borat.
That is my level of sophistication.
Yeah. Who is the best? I guess it all depends. You know, what is a sports movie villain supposed to be? Like, is it that they bring out the best in the other person? That it's someone that you just hate with every fiber of your being and that's why they're good? It seemed like a lot of people were picking White Goodman.
Really?
From Dodgeball. Or that was, like, trending alongside this article. But I think everyone has different ideas.
I think Shooter's definitely near the top of the list, just because it's such a recognizable asshole, and also just the absurdity of the sport is, like, kind of brought out by Shooter McGavin. An all-time, like, iconic performance. And it's just, like, Ivan Drago and Clubber Lang are great villains, but they're pretty, you know, blunt instruments in many respects.
They're more just like, this is the guy the good guy has to beat to win the movie.
Right.
Johnny Lawrence, I think Johnny's got a good shot in there too.
Well, yeah, now that he's come back in Cobra Kai and is the best part of Cobra Kai.
But he was, like, one of those people, like, I remember as a kid, I'm like, I hate this blonde motherfucker, man. Hate his ass.
And there was even a little bit of redemption in the movie for him when he has, like, the sensei is, like, wiping his nose and he's, like, sweep the leg. And he's right. Like, what?
What? Sweep the leg.
That's why he doesn't get number one for me, because he wasn't with it, you know?
Yeah, Jean Girard, fine. Rachel Phelps, sure. Like, Bud Kilmer felt like a really good adversary in Varsity Blues. But I don't know. Yeah, Shooter. I also, part of my mind is like, damn, Happy Gilmore is 26. That shit is 26 years old now. And I'm like, I can fucking damn near recite every line of that shit. Like, just, I'm like, here, what? Just start with a scene and we'll say all the words.
Yeah. Good but, for Happy
Gilmore. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, Shooter, you want to meet at the Red Lobster? He's like, no. Meeting here at Red Lobster. Hey, stop. Hey, Siri, stop.
Oh, damn. Your Siri is giving you directions to Red Lobster?
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
I think it heard me say, hey, Shooter, as hey, Siri. And then you want to go to Red Lobster. And then it was like, hey, fam, you trying to go to Red Lobster? Relax.
I do wonder, because it does seem to, like, those applications, the out loud applications, seem to be very random, like, when they will choose to start listening to you. I do wonder, like, do you think Red Lobster, like, struck a deal with Apple to, like, get? I mean, that's smart.
their business took a terrible hit once that Cheddar Bay Biscuits recipe hit the internet.
Right.
You know,
yeah, it's like, so, well,
I get it. Do what you have to do to stay relevant. But yeah, I think my vote goes for a Shooter McGavin.
Hell yeah.
And that might just be because that's my favorite move. I mean, you're a Rocky fan, so even for you to be like, well, you know, is that really the best villain? I think
I'm a Rocky fan, but like, the Ivan Drago is a piece of propaganda. He is a propaganda cartoon.
Right.
And kind of Clever Lang is to a degree as well.
He's Gorbachev with muscles.
Right. So, yeah. And I'm a big Karate Kid fan. Like, that was right up there with Jaws for a while for me.
But what did you think when Johnny was on screen? Did he not piss you off, or what was your response?
Yeah. No, I did not like him. I felt like he was part of a whole. He was more, like your Chauncey Billups with the Pistons championship teams, as opposed to, you know, Shooter was just out here Kobe-ing it up. He was
right. You know, Johnny Lawrence, Tayshaun Prince.
Right. But yeah, I mean, the whole Cobra Kai thing was pretty cool. Like the fact that they were on those crotch rockets and Daniel was on a bicycle. Anyways, is Happy Gilmore your favorite Sandler comedy? Mine's Rain Over Me, but it's second.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Because it combined like hockey, because I used to play hockey, so I was like, I love the hockey parts. I love Chubbs, you know, Carl Weathers is like fucking amazing. It's a really good group effort. Like, whereas like Billy Madison is basically just all Sandler. This was like a much more, you know, the parts were spread around well enough. And
yeah. One of the greats, gone too soon, Happy Gilmore.
Man, they didn't let you compete because you were black? Hell no.
Damn alligator.
Goddamn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, man. This is... Did the... all right, last question to revealing us to be the most elderly of elderly millennials. Did the Sandler tape / CD hit you hard, or were you pretty...
Well, what the hell happened to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I had them all.
Yeah. That was...
I made a billionaire out of Mr. Frito-Lay. Fat motherfucker out of me. I had all of them shits committed to memory. What the hell happened to me, though, kind of fucked with my head, because, like, there were some higher concept jokes in there that, like, I was like, I might be too young for how graphic this one is. I remember being confused, like the sex or weightlifting one. If you remember that sketch?
Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, shoot it over me? What is that? Like, as a kid, I'd be like,
yeah,
because
you were 5 years, 6 years younger than me. You were, yes, that was, like,
that's and I remember going back to school, but what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Hearing they're all going to laugh at you in my friend's basement is up there with the hardest I've, like, dangerous, like, medical condition, laughing so hard because, like, I couldn't breathe and, like, I didn't know if I was going to make it. That and the first time I saw Naked Gun are, like,
right.
I couldn't be contained. I still get that every once in a while. Super producer Anna makes fun of me when
I love an old school parody flick.
Yeah.
We need to bring those back.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, We have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and a couple piece of Disney news. So Disney is now saying face masks are optional for vaccinated visitors at U.S. theme parks, which discrimination against the unvaccinated. Thank yep. you. No, I mean, this is just part of the great...
All part of Jim Crowvid, you know, as the people I went to high school with say on Facebook.
Do they really?
No, but that sounds like this. But I mean, you know, they're all. I just saw a meme about like segregated water fountains and shit, like for vaccinated or unvaccinated. And I'm like, this shit is just fantasy play for white people who like have no idea what like oppression is. And like, see, it's like that now. And now I'm part of. There's no way I need to have a reckoning with hegemony or my place. Or what white privilege may have afforded me because I had to wear a mask at Disneyland. But yeah, I don't know. Cool.
Man, it's like
everything's rolling
Christians
back now.
Love to be persecuted for being the most powerful majority.
The most, persecuting force out there.
Yeah. And then the other piece of news is I think we know where we're both moving.
Holy shit.
Epcot. You can now live at Epcot, it seems like. Is that?
Yeah. Like, it's trending because people are like, what the fuck is this? So, this new thing called Story Living by Disney was announced. And it's essentially, quote, a series of master planned communities.
Master planned? What the
fuck? Hey, don't worry. Hey. For my people who need to hear
sorry.
That, they know. For master planned communities of residential living designed by Disney's creative staff and offering the same pampered tranquility found in its resorts. So, yes, they say, quote, picture an energetic community with the warmth and charm of a small town and the beauty of a resort. That's what the head of resort experiences or whatever is saying. And so right now they've announced a community of 1900 housing units that will be built in Rancho Mirage in the Coachella Valley of California.
Oh, so it's not even like on the premises.
No,
of...
they're making fucking developments for people to stick their heads deeper into the fucking ground and avoid any semblance of reality.
And will things cost like four times what they cost outside of these communities, like they do in the otherwise it's not authentic.
Yeah, I mean, when you the whole thing is so, it's like truly for, it's just a fantasy world for people to like live in. And they say they have clear turquoise waters powered by the Crystal Lagoons technology deployed at the resorts.
Yo, that's also the thing that's used by Adventure Golf, homie. It's not like that. Right. And it's just you dyed water blue and it's dirty as fuck.
It's our fucking lagoon, Crystal Lagoons technology. It's called Blue Number 3 Dye. Yeah. And amenities will include shopping, dining, and entertainment, as well as beachfront hotel and clubhouse hosting, quote, Disney programming, entertainment, and activities throughout the year.
And just tons, like dozens of dead birds in your yard every morning from drinking the Crystal Lagoon technology water.
But their shit is actually acidic because they're drinking the water. Do not let your children interact with the bird feces. I don't know. I mean, this seems predictable in the sense that more and more people are spinning off into their tribes and avoiding conflict or avoiding a version of reality they don't want to deal with, something that is safe for them, that offers them some quote unquote safety emotionally or whatever the fuck. And so, yeah, I'm like, yeah, of course. I see so many like Disney brained adults that I'm like, yeah, they probably would want to live there because that's the, I don't know, escapism to the fullest.
This is one of the examples of like horrifying dystopian thing that I'm kind of glad exists because I want to see what it looks like. Like I want to
in action.
Like, yeah. Watch one of those like YouTube documentaries where someone's like, I live in one of these, or maybe it's like their kid who's like miserable and is like, this place is so fucked up. And
then
you get, you know, before in the hour before it gets taken down by Disney.
Any place that is presenting itself as a utopia is typically hell on earth.
Right.
In reality, it's just how it is. When you have enough people who are like investing that much in like denialism of like whatever's going on, can only imagine what all that suppressed shit ends up looking like at like two in the morning in like the weird parts of the community.
I wonder if they'll let you, like, do you get to bring in your own pets, or do your pets have to like try out to be like cute enough and
Pets. They will if your pet is deemed a mutt, it will be destroyed.
Well,
at the facility.
As long as the community is being master planned, nothing can go wrong. Holy shit.
What the master raced. I mean, master planned. What?
Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have reportedly split. Seems like a lot of people can't stand that dude lately.
Danica Patrick, Olivia Munn, Shailene Woodley now. Wow. I mean,
NFL MVP.
Was it him doing all those conservative podcast appearances, Shailene? Or I thought you were, for a second, I was like, oh shit, she's down. She's ready to go down fighting with him.
Nah.
I wonder if like her agents were like, yo, you need to knock this shit off.
Right.
Like, I'm not joking. You might as well be in a movie with Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, next. Because that's the only work you're going to get.
And finally, our good friends at Aussie Media have popped up again.
Oh,
so there was this great article on Tech Bullion. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Tech Bullion, one of our most frequently used sources here at Daily Zeitgeist, that was like, Aussie 2.0 is here and get ready, motherfuckers. It's going to be the best.
Yeah.
And so somebody was like, huh, interesting. And looked at the author's byline. They did have 19 articles for Tech Bullion, but when you clicked on their, tried to find out more about them, they linked off to a person who basically sells placed articles.
Right.
So
the pen name was Hugh Grant. Also, that's who wrote that article. And then a reverse image search of like the picture was like, it's like a frequently or semi-frequently used stock photo that people have like faked shit with. Like they're like, that actually shows up on like a review for Blue Light Lenses, the co-founder of Zambia's Ministry of Commerce and Trade, and three of eight directors from Matthew McConaughey's Just Keep Living Foundation use that same photo.
Wow.
So this is like a very popular, I guess, fake ass headshot. But yeah, when Carlos Watson, they're like asking, he's like, I just thought I was doing an interview with a business outlet. And that's what happened. I have no idea.
He, yeah. He was like, and then they used a alias, and so sorry.
Great content, wrong delivery, I believe was his, the way he summed that up.
That line actually made me be like, man, Carlos Watson may need to run for president. Cause
he's so full of shit. It's amazing.
He's so full of shit, but also like pretty good at it. He's pretty.
Oh yeah. You confront him directly with the evidence of the fuckery and it's not bad at all. Like that really, that's actually a huge skill you need to have to be able to spin shit. Is to look the devil's asshole straight in the eye and be like, in fact, I wanted it to look like this, actually. Right.
And I think this is actually a teaching moment for you. And here, let me explain to you why. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then like you're sobbing because like somehow like mentally jujitsu'd you into like realizing you hate your family. But yeah, this is, you know, again, they have a history of a little fakery. I mean, last time we talked about it is when his co-founder pretended to be a YouTube executive on a call with Goldman Sachs to secure more funding. And then they're like, dude, this guy is like, has a weird ass YouTube like email address, won't come on camera and sounds a lot like your co-founder.
Right. And then so they reached out to the person who they claimed it was. It wasn't like they added a fake person to YouTube's like board of directors. They just pretended to be someone real who they then were like, hey, so in our conversation just then, he was like, huh? What conversation? Mm-hmm. I've never talked to you in my life. That is probably, of all the stories that we've covered on our show, that's the one that I end up telling people about most often.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's
amazing.
The energy, though, too. And again, even when that happened, right, when they were caught being like, you're trying to defraud Goldman Sachs. Like, what the fuck was that? And like they said, we got to shut the company down. They came back. Carlos Watson says, you know, this is our Lazarus moment.
Yeah. What the fuck, thank you, my sir? My king. Also, after Goldman Sachs caught them in that lie, they still secured funding from a different company. So it wasn't like that was ruinous. That was just, business as usual in America.
Bless them.
Love a scam. Well, that is going to do it for us on this Wednesday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.